From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. Tonight's top worry. If something happens to your apartment and you need to, like, stay in a hotel and pay for it, that would be crazy, right? Art Palpitations has more.
That would be crazy, Tammy, but you got surprisingly affordable renter's insurance through GEICO, so it could be covered, giving you peace of mind.
Aww, I love a story that ends well.
Next up, love stories. Are they all they're cracked up to be?
It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Make-A-Wish continues to expand its reach, granting 229 wishes in 2025, and that was the highest number to date, thanks to the generosity of the Irish public and corporate partners. Well, this year's nationwide fundraising campaign is now up and running. It'll culminate in a dedicated donation day on Friday next, which is April the 17th. In studio with me is Susan McQuaid-O'Dwyer, CEO of Make-A-Wish, and joining us from Wexford, Emma Dempsey, who is a Make-A-Wish fundraiser, but has done so in memory of her late sister, Aisling. Good morning and welcome to you both.
Morning.
Now, you've done very well. How much have you raised?
So we raised €21,420, which we were absolutely thrilled with. The initial target was €1,500.
My goodness.
Yeah.
You've multiplied it over and over again. And you did all sorts of things. Lost their hair and...
They did,
in the
endeavor. So as part of the fundraising, we did the Walk for Wishes, which is a national campaign. But we also had a fundraiser night in our local community called Wax for Wishes. And there was approximately 20 men and my two daughters got their hair chopped, but the 20 men got waxed or shaved. Yeah, great fun. Yeah.
Great fun. Now, will you remind us of Aisling, because you lost her some years ago?
Yeah, so 21 years ago, Aisling was 11 when she was diagnosed with a brain tumour. Unfortunately, it was inoperable. So she was sick for 13 months and then she passed away.
A short enough illness.
Yeah.
Now, she had one ambition in life, and that was?
That was to meet her favourite band, Busted. So she would say, "I would die for Busted." She loved the band and that was her wish to meet them.
Now, how did that come about? I mean, were you aware? This is quite a few years ago now. So
it is.
Were you aware of Make-A-Wish at that time?
No, personally, I wasn't. I was young. I was only 17. But obviously, through the support of the social workers, you know, she got referred on for the Make-A-Wish. So that's how it happened. Yeah,
that's how it happened. And then how did you make the wish come true?
So we got an ambulance from our home. Make-A-Wish obviously organised everything. We got transported up to a hotel in Dublin. Busted were on tour, I believe, at the time. And we met with them for about a half an hour in a hotel in Dublin. Aisling, unfortunately, was very ill at the time. So it was 10 days before she passed away. So she couldn't communicate very well, but... You could see
the joy in meeting her idols. And the lads were very kind and very generous with their time.
Oh, they were so personable. They were just amazing. Really, you know, just made her wish come true. You could tell the energy in the room. They were just so kind. Yeah.
And just 10 days later,
she passed. So, yeah, Make-A-Wish actually made her wish come true just before she passed away. So it was very special.
Now, in an extraordinary sequence of events, you've actually met the lad since.
Yeah, so in October gone, we went to our second Busted gig since. I brought my two young daughters and my mum as well. But we ended up actually staying in the same hotel completely by chance. So the next morning after the concert, we didn't realise we were in the hotel with us. We were at breakfast and in they walk. So we got a chance to speak and catch up with them. Again, just the warmth was...
They remembered Aisling.
They did. My mum reminded them of the wish and they remembered. It was just incredible. And it was that encounter really that spurred me on to go and fundraise. I had wanted to for years, but it just kept getting put on the back foot because life got in the way. But after that encounter, I took it as a sign. Mm-hmm. And on the train home that day, I kind of immediately just got planning.
And this is done in memory of Aisling.
In memory of Aisling.
Who you'll never forget.
No.
Because, I mean, she was 12, you were 17.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's really, I mean, so sad to think about losing a sister like that. It really is.
Yeah.
Anyway, more wishes have to be granted, isn't that so?
That's true, Pat. Yes.
The target for this year, do you have any idea how many wishes you would like to grant? As many as possible, I suppose.
Absolutely, but we are looking at trying to grant 260 wishes this year, so it's a big jump on last year.
Okay. Now, we won't talk about the wishes that are yet to be granted because we don't want to give the game away to anyone who might be listening. But give us some examples of wishes that you've granted in the past.
So we would have wishes. So obviously we have Disneyland Paris. The kids just love it. We would also
And it's relatively accessible.
Relatively. Yeah. We would also have, we've recently had a wish to be a millionaire. We've had a wish to be a shopkeeper. We have a lot of gaming wishes. I think the biggest thing of all, Pat, is that, you know, we're constantly surprised because the wish comes from a child's imagination. It's not us directing it.
So it doesn't mean bells and whistles and massive expense. It can be something...
something really simple and that means the absolute world to them. And, you know, as Emma and myself were talking just before we came in, it was, you know, it's a question of that the siblings are included. You know, the siblings see mum and dad smile for the first time in a long time. It's a moment in time or a period of time where everyone can be happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, in I've 18 years and make 20 years in Make-A-Wish, and I'm often asked what makes a wish so powerful. And the answer is really, really quite simple. It's not the celebrity. It's not the gift or the destination. It's the experience of being seen, heard and uplifted. It's reminding a child that in the midst of all the medical appointments, the uncertainty, the fear, there's still magic in the world and that they deserve it. So we need to do more for children in Ireland.
And you try to make so many wishes come true every year. Let's make 2026 the biggest wish week yet. Every cent matters, isn't that so? And people can donate online at makeawish.ie/donate.
I'm with you on that. Thank you.
Okay, and right through the week on the station, we will be reminding people that next Friday is donation day. But they can do it every day.
Absolutely.
They can do it starting now.
And they can have a lot of fun doing it. Yeah.
Very good. Look, thanks for journeying up from Wexford. We were worried because of the blockades and all the rest that we mightn't see you. But
yeah, I left early, so it's okay.
Well, delighted to have you here. Emma Dempsey, who lost her sister, Aisling, and Susan McQuaid, who are CEO of Make-A-Wish. Thank you both very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.